Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Love and Whiskey by Fawn Weaver is a non-fiction narrative that combines historical biography, investigative reconstruction, and contemporary business history. Its central subject is Nathan Nearest Green, the African-American distiller associated with the early development of Tennessee whiskey and the training of young Jack Daniel. Weaver frames Green not as a footnote to a famous brand, but as a figure whose skill, mentorship, and family legacy shaped an important part of American spirits culture. The book also follows Weaver as she researches the Green and Daniel histories, meets descendants, studies records, and turns the rediscovered story into Uncle Nearest Premium Whiskey. Its purpose is broader than brand origin storytelling. It asks how public memory is formed, why some contributors disappear from commercial history, and what it means to restore credit through documentation, community involvement, and enterprise. The result is part historical recovery, part entrepreneurial case study, and part reflection on legacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Nearest Green as a recovered central figure in Tennessee whiskey history. The book is built around the effort to move Nathan Nearest Green from the margins of whiskey lore to the center of the origin story. Green is presented as a skilled distiller whose knowledge influenced the whiskey later associated with Jack Daniel. This matters because whiskey history has often been told through company founders, labels, and regional myths. While the labor and technical knowledge of enslaved and formerly enslaved black workers receive far less recognition, Weaver treats Green as both an individual craftsman and a representative of a broader pattern in American cultural production people, essential to an industry can be remembered only indirectly if records, ownership, and publicity favor others. The book does not merely add a new name to an existing timeline. It challenges the structure of the timeline by asking who taught whom, who preserved production knowledge, and whose descendants continued the work. That reframing makes the history of Tennessee whiskey less like a single founder narrative and more like a shared inherited craft tradition. Secondly, historical investigation through archives, descendants, and local memory. A major feature of Love and Whiskey is the way Weaver presents research as an active process rather than a finished academic summary. The narrative draws on documents, interviews, family recollections, and visits to places tied to Lynchburg, Tennessee, and the Green and Daniel families. This method is important because the history under discussion is not preserved in one neat archive. The record of black expertise in 19th century Southern industries is often fragmented, shaped by gaps in documentation and by social systems that did not fully credit black labor. Weaver, therefore, treats descendants and local memory as meaningful evidence, while also seeking corroboration through available records. The book shows the difficulty of recovering a suppressed or neglected history without turning uncertainty into fiction. Or, its investigative structure also helps readers understand why recognition can take generations. Public memory is not corrected by one discovery alone. It requires assembling fragments, comparing accounts, and persuading institutions and audiences that a fuller account is justified. Thirdly, the Green and Daniel relationship as mentorship, friendship, and contested memory. The relationship between Nearest Green and Jack Daniel gives the book much of its emotional and historical weight. Weaver presents their connection as one of instruction, respect, and enduring influence, with Green serving as a mentor in the craft of distilling. The significance of that relationship lies partly in its setting. It developed in the American South during and after slavery, where personal bonds could exist inside deeply unequal social systems. The book, therefore, invites readers to hold two ideas together: a meaningful human relationship may have existed, and the surrounding racial order still shaped whose name became commercially famous. Weaver also emphasizes the role that families and later generations played in preserving or obscuring the story. We chalk it unt. Rather than reducing the history to accusation or sentiment, the book uses the Green and Daniel connection to examine how friendship, business, race, and memory overlap. This approach gives the narrative more complexity than a simple hidden hero account, because it asks how admiration and erasure can coexist. Fourthly, Uncle Nearest as purpose-driven brand building from historical recovery. The contemporary half of the book follows Weaver as she transforms historical discovery into Uncle Nearest Premium Whiskey. This is not presented only as a commercial launch. It is framed as an attempt to make recognition durable. A book, museum-style interpretation, scholarship activity, land preservation, and a whiskey brand all become tools for keeping the Green name visible. The business case is distinctive because the product category is inseparable from the recovered history. Many brands use heritage as decoration, but Love and Whiskey positions heritage as the reason for the company to exist. That creates both opportunity and responsibility. The brand must sell whiskey, but it also carries an obligation to descendants, historical accuracy, and public education. Weaver uses this tension to show how entrepreneurship can become a vehicle for cultural repair when it is tied to research and community participation. The book is therefore relevant to readers interested in business, but it is not a step-by-step manual. Its strongest business lesson is about alignment between origin story, product, mission, and institutional follow-through. Lastly, recognition, legacy, and the limits of celebratory rediscovery, love and whiskey, is most persuasive when it treats recognition as an ongoing practice, not a symbolic correction completed by naming green. The book argues that restoring legacy requires public storytelling, institutional acknowledgement, economic participation, and continued care for descendants and communities. This broad view prevents the narrative from becoming only a feel-good rediscovery tale. At the same time, the book operates within a tension common to purpose-driven histories connected to brands. Readers may find that the narrative moves between historical recovery and the rise of Uncle Nearest, which can make the book feel less like a conventional biography and more like a hybrid of history, memoir, and business origin story. That hybrid form is part of its appeal, but also its limitation for readers seeking technical whiskey production detail or a deeply academic treatment of 19th century records. Its value lies elsewhere, in showing how overlooked contributions can be reintroduced into public culture through persistent documentation, commercial visibility, and narrative control. In conclusion, Love and Whiskey is best suited for readers interested in American food and drink history, African-American contributions to industry, narrative nonfiction, and purpose-driven entrepreneurship. Whiskey enthusiasts will find a historically focused account of how Tennessee whiskey heritage can be understood beyond famous labels. Readers of Black history will find a case study in how expertise can be hidden by unequal systems of record-keeping and later restored through research and public advocacy. Entrepreneurs and brand builders may benefit from its treatment of mission, authenticity, and legacy, especially the way Weaver connects product identity to a larger cultural obligation. The book stands out from similar business origin stories because its central asset is not simply a founder journey or market disruption. Its distinguishing feature is the recovery of Nearest Green and the effort to convert that recovery into lasting recognition. Compared with standard whiskey books, it is less technical and more historical and cultural. Compared with many corporate memoirs, it is more concerned with ancestry, place, and memory. Its practical benefit is a clearer understanding of how narrative can shape institutions. While its intellectual benefit is a deeper view of who gets remembered in American commercial history. If you would like to support Fawn Weaver, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.